www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham joins us now. Justin, the big story continues to be Chris Christie handicapping whether this is the end of his political career as far as running for president on the Republican side of things, what happens to him now at this point. And in Washington, a lot of people are, not just in New Jersey and the New York area, but in Washington, a lot of people are really interested in what's going on with Christie, aren't they?
They certainly are, and it doesn't look like it's really necessarily getting much better for him. Today we heard an announcement from the IG of HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Department, who said that they are actually going to be looking into whether or not Christie improperly used hurricane relief funds by funding an ad to shore up tourism that ended up featuring him and the First Family. This is something, of course, that was, a little bit skeptical when it came out initially, since it sort of coincided with the start of his reelection campaign. And we had seen some other fellow 2016 contenders, including Representative Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, suggesting previously that this may have been sort of some shady backroom dealings. And now we're getting some more insight following a request from Representative Frank Pallone from New Jersey, who is a Democrat, who is urging the administration to look closely into this. But it looks like there may actually be a bit of a silver lining or light at the end of the tunnel for Christie, rather. We actually heard word from the firm today that created the ads that featured him, saying that they did not initially propose to have him in the ads when the contract was accepted. In fact, they were trying to get Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi to appear. They, of course, did not sign up for that. So as a result, we got the now famous ad featuring Christie in his now legendary fleece. So this is, of course, a emerging story. It looks like he may be excused on this one, but it nevertheless does not help him escape his, newly found reputation as being somebody who is fast and loose with the rules of the New Jersey gubernatorial ship.
Yeah, the chit-chat inside the Beltway, is it, forget 2016? Because that's the thing. Looking forward, we're already in 2014, and this talk's starting to heat up on both sides of the aisle. Is that part of the vernacular there? He's gone, he's out, that kind of thing?
It certainly is. On one hand, he doesn't really necessarily have many conservatives who are really gung-ho about him. Even those who are trying to defend him are pointing out, more to the, administration scandals with the president, such as the IRS one or Benghazi, and not necessarily claiming that, Christie is moving easily through this one. And we also know that his one kind of, trump card for the presidential race for his ambitions was that he was viewed by many as a different politician, as sort of a sane Republican in an increasingly Tea Party-dominated scene. And now it looks like he is losing his luster in that fact, since he looks now just sort of like, more run-of-the-mill, sort of a New Jersey Tony Soprano-like bully. And it looks like it's sort of opening up the floodgates for a new sort of sane middle-of-the-road entry, such as Jeb Bush, whose name is now being dropped a lot more as a potential Christie replacement. And, many other respected members of the Republican Party who sat out last time around.
Yeah, interesting. The other big brouhaha was the Supreme Court on the NLRB nominations. And what does it show what's going on with the majority of the Supreme Court here?
This is pretty interesting. This happened today. This was based on a 2012 decision from the White House to appoint a number of National Labor Relations Board members, to their positions without full Senate approval. What happened was this was done during a recess and just sort of a pro forma session of the Senate, so they were able to move it in a lot easier without any of the typical, brouhaha that we would see from Republicans. And today this landed in the Supreme Court, and it doesn't necessarily look that good for the White House. We saw that a majority of the justices, including Alina Kagan, were asking some pretty pointed questions over whether or not this was legitimate, whether or not the administration may have, passed their constitutional boundaries, and, maybe whether or not it would be legal to push forward controversial nominees through a recess appointment, which is something that previous presidents have done, but has certainly come into new light following this move from the president.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just think it's way out of bounds. That's interesting. I'd be curious, and we're going to talk to a constitutional law expert on this show from George Mason University School of Law. But what does it mean on this limited availability to, you know, in looking at the comments on both sides of this, the president, did he overstep his authority as the Senate was not in recess when he acted and that kind of thing? And I think this is going to be something that's going to volley about for a little while longer, obviously, now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very important question. Of course, the Senate is supposed to be the body that has checks and balances. And in this case, when you do it without their full consent, it certainly does raise some pretty serious constitutional questions.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, healthcare. Kathleen Sebelius was again quoted all over the place. What's the deal with the demographics on healthcare?
Well, they actually came out today in a conference call with reporters and gave some new numbers. It looks like about 2.2 million people have signed up for individual coverage through December 28th, but the majority of them are people who are 45 or older, which means that younger Americans, who are sort of the key demographic that the administration needs to sort of suck in order for the exchanges to work, are curiously absent. The White House today did say that they are confident they are eventually going to get them. They said that, you know, they didn't necessarily expect, you know, many young people to sign up right off the bat, considering there are quite a few young people who don't necessarily believe that they need insurance in the first place, since, you know, we're, of course, all going to live forever. And they expect them to come around closer to the deadline, which is something that, you know, would make more sense considering how most millennials act. You know, when there is a deadline approaching, there, of course, is going to be some added fear over the penalty that's going to be applied for those who are not yet enrolled. And hopefully, according to the White House, that will spur a last-minute sort of push for the younger demographic. But nevertheless, the White House is focusing on that. Tomorrow, the president is meeting with a bunch of young college students in order to try to drum up some support for health care reform, which is, of course, has been something that the White House has been doing for quite some time with, as you can see now, limited success. But it is something that they look like they are now going to be doubling down on as the March 31st deadline approaches.
Yeah, so that the push then, it sounds like with what you're saying, the president speaking about this is going to be to go after those young people, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, Justin Ducco, thanks so much. Great stuff. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
At the top, you heard, of course, Justin and I going back and forth about Chris Christie and the bridge scandal. A little bit more on why they're examining the Sandy stuff. In the investigation, the federal auditors are looking into the use of that $25 million in the Sandy relief funds for that marketing campaign to promote tourism at the Jersey Shore. You heard Justin say that he might have gotten a little bit of a reprieve there because they wanted some other famous New Jerseyites to actually be the face of the produced tourism ads. And they couldn't do it, so it ended up being Chris Christie. But the news couldn't come at a worse time. While he's trying to push aside the gridlock scandal, to have that happen, and then to also just get giant headlines about Sandy, even if they, it, you know, later it's revealed that, oh, well, listen, nobody else could jump into these spots. So, of course, he's the governor. And he's going to do it. He's going to jump into it because you need somebody to be the face of this. But the timing was like the worst perfect storm for Christie. But it's good for other people who wanted to see his ship go down. The West Virginia chemical spill. What's the latest there? We're going to tell you next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
The numbers we have today look good. And we're finally at a point where the do not use order is being lifted in certain areas. The water will be coming back on, but it'll be done in a systematic way. We've made a lot of progress, but I ask all West Virginians to continue to be patient as we work to safely restore service to the affected areas.
Yeah, if only there was a magic wand they could wave over the water supply affecting 300,000-plus people in West Virginia. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and we've jumped into these waters for the last 5 or 6 days, really, in talking about this. And there is nothing but ugly headlines. I picked up my Wall Street Journal this morning when I opened my eyes, and what's the first thing that I read? Chemical spill site avoided broad regulatory scrutiny. That was the headline, and they delved into, well, the storage place that was owned by this group we keep talking about, Freedom Industries, right there on the banks of the Elk River, was subject to no state, let me say that again, no state and local monitoring. Records have nothing on the books about this. So think about it. The chemicals leak into the river, but it wasn't tracked by any kind of a federal program. Before last week's spill, in fact, a state regulatory officials said environmental inspectors, ready for this? This is a big number. Hadn't visited the site since 1991. You know, we talk often how regulations strangle businesses, and there's way too many regulations that are coming out of Washington. but this could have used some simple regulatory oversight. We're not saying there shouldn't be, I'm not saying there shouldn't be any regulations, especially when it comes to this kind of a company. Simple, easy things. I mean, nothing since 1991. It reminds me of the nonsense in West Texas. Remember the plant explosion? Sadly, the first responders who died, no oversight. So Thursday, the 7,500 gallons of the chemical that basically washes coal is what contaminated the Elk River. And this is what they're still dealing with at this point. At the top, you heard Governor Tomlin saying, just be patient. It's looking good, but we're not ready to say it yet. Because they know you want to compound a disaster. Tell people it's okay to drink the water and have everybody get sick. They're not going to do that. So part of West Virginia, where they are dead sure it's okay, they can drink. So a fraction of the 300,000 people are able to run the water, cook with it, bathe with it, all that kind of stuff. But they're not ready, willing, or able to say, go ahead, everybody else, you're okay. The first area, in fact, allowed to use water was downtown Charleston. And that's the state capital. So you think restaurants, schools that have been closed, daycares, banks, whatever you have in a downtown. And a superintendent couldn't have been happier to say, we're going to reopen on Tuesday. But we're not rushing them back. That's why we're reopening on Tuesday. Of course, you had all the water distribution places handing out bottles of water and trucks with large tanks of water, filling up containers for people to take home. And only 14 people, these are the numbers that are being released from West Virginia, only 14 people exposed to the contaminated water were admitted to the hospital, not in serious condition, thank goodness. But the chemical, which isn't deadly, by the way, is not still not a good thing. Shouldn't wash clothes in it, nothing. Because the symptoms, I mean, you could get this incredible skin rash, and you could sit there and throw up all day long. So at its worst, it's not a good thing. On Monday, you had the state people back to the Capitol, meaning all the lawmakers. They came back after the session was cut short on Friday because there wasn't any water. I mean, how could you do that? But the fact to me that they hadn't had any kind of an inspection since 91? Come on, people. We've got to change that. That's ridiculous. If I'm there and I'm in Charleston, who's looking at those companies? So, in other words, the restaurants were inspected more than this plant that had those chemicals. So that's just stupidity. That's ridiculous. There's where you could have used a little regulation. And the coal and the chemical industries are huge. They're the lifeblood. I said this before. There's no question about it. They're the lifeblood of that state, in that economy. Thousands of jobs. But of course, you know that there's a potential for something to happen. Spills, disasters. West Virginia is the second largest coal-producing state. You know what it's behind? What do you think? Wyoming. They have 150 chemical companies. In fact, where the spill happened, you know what they call it, the nickname? Chemical Valley. So it's stupid that they weren't ever being inspected. How did they not do that? It's a miracle that they didn't have something else happen before Thursday, last Thursday. The fact that it flowed into the river, it just could not get any worse than that. So at least part of the ban has been lifted. And people are going, kids are going back to school and people are working. That's a good thing. Because the scary part of this is to lay serious blame on the coal industry and see the coal industry, which is already caving in West Virginia, it would be to see it completely fall off balance. Because then you would see unemployment there at least double. I bet it would double. Jobs are so dependent on coal, and I mentioned the chemicals that are being produced. I mean, for goodness sake, if you have a valley called Chemical Valley. So the sooner they can put the controversy behind them, and this governor knows that, the better. Because it's not trending in the right direction for West Virginia. If that continues, it's not what they want to see happen by any stretch of the imagination. Big story that I haven't even touched on yet at this point, but a shooting at a Florida theater. And I'm talking about a movie theater. You know when you go to the movies and they flash right before the movie starts this thing about no talking and no texting on a little bright little screen because we will ask you to leave the theater? Well, a retired police officer allegedly shot two people, one fatally, during a cell phone argument inside the movie house. This is an afternoon matinee, 1:30. 71-year-old ex-cop tells a guy to stop texting during a showing of Lone Survivor. And when he refused, this Curtis Reeves let the theater people know, and then it escalated into a full-on confrontation. Supposedly, Reeves pulled out a gun and shot the 43-year-old right there with his wife putting her hand in front of her husband to try to protect him, and she was injured. So the 43-year-old, Chad Olson was his name, died from the gunshot. Boy, this is not what you want to see happen in this movie. And they restrained him. And an off-duty police officer who was there restrained the retired cop. Wow. That's crazy. That it would escalate to that level over somebody just texting in a movie theater. Unbelievable. I mean, simply unbelievable. What do you think? I guess when they say don't text, because he infuriated the ex-cop, the retired cop, who then just couldn't take it anymore. 855-266-5283, meet you in a few.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Of course, you want to throw in your two cents about West Virginia. What do you think? In this case, 91, not looking under the hood, I think a mistake. There should have been a little bit of oversight. What do you say? Weigh in, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. So, in our follow-up file, I told you about those pilots that were grounded after that crazy mix-up. They went to the wrong airport in Missouri. I can't imagine being on that flight, because the thing that would be so frightening to me would be that you're dangling, almost dangling off of a drop-off. The runway was so short, the people on the plane knew something was up because they could smell burning rubber. It's a dead giveaway, isn't it? Oh, that's right. It did feel like an abrupt stop, but thank goodness that the pilot could at least land it. The two pilots involved in that are grounded, not surprisingly, on paid leave until they look into this. It's the second time this has happened in 2 months. 124 people on the plane, five crew, coming from Chicago, supposed to go to Branson. Instead, it lands at the wrong airport. And the people, the passengers, after they heard the whole story, should feel lucky that they had to be rearranged to get out of there, because if they fully understood how short this runway was and how dangerous it was to them, it would have been worse. Because the landing was jarring, but it would have been deadly if it had crashed. And they said that the flight sounded like that because it was an abrupt end, almost like a crash. That's how it was described. It just dropped to the ground and everybody accelerated forward really fast. So people were holding onto the seat in front of them, not knowing what was happening. And then the pilot came on and said that they landed at the wrong airport finally. And he said they were close, telling the people right then and there on the plane, we're close, but no cigar. How does that happen? I mean, how does that happen? And there was actually, and if you dig around, you'll see this. There was actually some video on it, because naturally somebody filmed it. Now, that's kind of one of those dicey things. You know something's up. You have no time to really necessarily think about it. Do you record? Do you hit the record on your cell phone and record the whole thing? Or do you just brace, say a prayer, and then before you know it, you look up and thank goodness we did not crash land. I mean, it was abrupt. There was rubber burning, but there's no fire. There's no foam. We're getting off this plane. And this was a Southwest flight. And you knew the pilots, they were going to do that. They were going to ground them. But I think it's pretty scary. It would be pretty scary to be on that flight. They reached out to all the customers, they said, to directly apologize, to refund the tickets, to give them future travel credit as a gesture of goodwill. They were probably smart to do that, I think, because maybe the passenger could sue. Maybe they could come up with and say they were stressed with the kind of landing they had and not the knowledge of what was going on. Because you just got to think about this. This is the follow-up to this. So the follow-up is they're investigating it. How does this happen? How does this happen twice within a couple of months? And what do they do with these visibility landings to make sure that doesn't become a typical thing? But this, you got to put this into perspective with these numbers. You have a plane that's supposed to land on a runway that's over 7,000 feet long, and boom, it fell out of the sky, hitting 3,700 feet of a runway, which, hello, is designed for small private planes. So it's, you know, really, it's so lucky that everybody was safe, and that maybe that they didn't really know the specifics of what happened until afterwards. But it does beg that question. When you know in your head something's going on here, and you say to yourself, do I hold up my cell phone? Am I making a video on this? I mean, I got to tell you, I don't think I'm making a video on this. I think I am using every second to just clear my head, because I'm not sure what's going on. You know, a Boeing 737 never landed at that airfield. It opened in 1970. It just handles light jets, turboprops, really small flights, corporate charters, that kind of thing, tourism things. So there is no way, when you're talking about a big bird like that, they are so lucky that that's how that happened. So in one way, thank goodness that the pilots, those two pilots were able to, well, definitely that those two pilots were able to do that. And then they just loaded them on the buses for the 7-mile trip to Branson. They brought in another plane. They flew the passengers on to Love Field in Dallas. And that was it. But that is a crazy, crazy thing to happen. And in November, in case you hadn't heard this story, in November, a Boeing 747 that was supposed to deliver parts to an Air Force base in Wichita, which would be McConnell, landed 9 miles north at another airport, small airport, but no passengers were on it. Same thing, short landing, that kind of thing. And then last year, remember, a cargo plane that was going to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa landed at the Peter O'Knight Airport nearby. My brother and nephew saw that plane go down. It was in their backyard, right there across from Tampa. There's just a little bridge, and you go in. It's a tiny, tiny airport. I cannot tell you how many small planes I've seen land there, not at all built for a giant cargo plane. So these things have happened before, but it's pretty scary to think about it happening. The follow-up is, still back to what I originally said, they're investigating it, and you have two pilots who are getting paid, but they're on leave, basically, at this point. Here's another follow-up. Everybody wants to know, whenever you're involved in a scandal, political scandal, what happens to your numbers? And so many times, your numbers drop. But for Chris Christie, in the last couple of days since the bridge controversy, nothing's happened. A Pew Research poll that was done over the weekend found that 60% of Americans' opinions of Christie didn't change since the scandal happened. How about that? 6% of Americans have a more favorable opinion of Christie in the controversy's aftermath, 16% less favorable. And it hasn't put a dent in his numbers in New Jersey. Monmouth University Asbury Park Press did a joint poll. Just came out on Monday. 59% job approval rating in the Garden State. That's huge. So Chris Christie so far is not bearing the brunt of this like I thought he was. I mean, he's sweating this out. There's no question. And does it affect on a national scale whether he really is considered a serious contender for 2016? I mean, that's still valid to ask that question. But isn't it interesting that the poll numbers are that high? 60 is a huge number. To have that kind of a approval rating, we're talking about Obama in the 30s. So far this whole thing with the auditors examining the Sandy relief funds for the marketing campaign, so far that's not really biting him, and probably because there were other famous people that were chosen but didn't want to do it, couldn't do it, whatever. So that might have helped Chris Christie. He says he didn't know about what happened with the lanes being closed, and he was embarrassed and humiliated. But everybody's jumping on his back, because there are people that portray him for sure as a bully who is a governor who governs by fear, with the swagger and confidence and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens with Christie, whether he's a one-trick pony or it goes a little bit further than that. Hey, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we look a little bit at the funny news you can abuse. We're bringing it back on the home stretch here on ATN.
Thank you. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To see you when I wake up, it's a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me that I can't explain. Would I be
ridiculous, and there are some ridiculous things, including this. How about this with the news you can abuse? This was a stupid oversight. E! Entertainment, pure leaders in the entertainment business, aren't they? They're apologizing to Michael J. Fox. They had an online graphic during their Golden Globes coverage that listed Fox's Parkinson's disease as a fun fact. Oh, my, oh, my. They realized that when they put that up. The graphic was shown during a live stream of the red carpet the other day. It wasn't seen during the TV coverage part. Fox was nominated for Best Actor in a Comedy for his NBC show. He didn't win. In its statement, E! Says, "We understand the serious nature of the disease and sincerely apologize, not a fun fact. So this from Rome, Georgia. You know, they put webcams on everything these days, don't they? And if you have a child, if you have a dog at daycare, at various daycares, you can check in a lot of times on the webcam and see what's going on. How about this one? There's a live webcam focused on a nesting pair of bald eagles at Berry College in Georgia. The birds are in a pine tree near the school's athletic and rec center area. So they added a camera that has a high-def view into the nest. They even have a Facebook page. You can look that up. How cool is that? I think it's pretty cool. The bald eagle? I mean, really? Have you ever seen a bald eagle? How many people listening to me have ever seen a bald eagle? Once. I saw one once. And the people around me were very excited. A bald eagle, bald eagle. It was kind of a little bit of a hysteria over the bald eagle. And this was in, it was in a weird place. It was in Austin, Texas. Not, you know, you think Grand Canyon, you're thinking certain areas, more room to fly, I guess. I don't know, in my mind. And so that was kind of a strange deal. South Lake Tahoe. Here's what happened in the ski race over the weekend. The skiers stopped to let a Bruin run across the slopes and disappear into the woods. The black bear sightings in that area are pretty unusual in the winter because what do bears do? Hibernate. But because it's been dry and mild, there have been some bears that aren't doing what they are supposed to do. Sometimes they don't take that long nap if they have access to human food. So imagine that. You're there for the big winter race, you're going down the slope, you're on the run, and then suddenly the horns blow, people are frantically waving their hands, and they tell you to stop because you got to let this bear cross over. But imagine if you didn't see it and you're flying down and however many miles an hour you're going, and you slam into the bear or near the bear or who knows what. So it's a good thing that they were able to stop people. Let's put it that way. I think that's some pretty interesting news you can abuse. The Michael J. Fox thing, it's unbelievable. There's a reason why you edit before you go to the air. And this was just, you know, this wasn't, they didn't have the broadcast, NBC did, so it was their stuff that they were airing to beforehand. They were putting it all on, the red carpet stuff, and unfortunately they just didn't think about it when it went up, when they put it up there. This is kind of a crazy thing, and this definitely qualifies for news you can abuse. Of all the things you can put on a pizza, and boy, it is kind of ridiculous now, isn't it? You can get hamburger. I mean, your pizza doesn't even look like pizza by the time they're done with it. I don't know how many different flavors of pizza there are, but I venture to guess 50 plus wouldn't be too far from what it is. But this is an interesting kind of pizza that they're offering in Southwest Florida. They're offering, one of the restaurants there is offering customers a pie that includes the topping of fresh python. I swear I'm not making this up. Everglades Pizza has about every creature you can imagine. Frog, alligator, and swamp cabbage. Ugh! It's popular. They say they're selling them right and left. It's a happy accident. They say they're being creative. A medium 14-inch Everglades pie goes for $45 because python meat costs about $66 a pound. They're considering creating a roadkill pizza, which would include raccoon, armadillo, and possum. But they've had trouble finding somebody to supply those meats. As much as I can try exotic things, I might have to pass on the python. I've had alligator, I've had frog, but I think I want nothing to do with a pizza that has those things on it. Oh, python. Stick with the hamburger. Stick with the other stuff. Give me pepperoni and sausage. That might be the craziest news you can abuse thing of all. Very, very strange. This is the next one. What happens when, you know, a fire starts and you are just reaching? You're reaching for whatever it is that can put out the fire. This creative Houston firefighter did exactly that. He came up on a truck fire that where he was thinking, what can I use? The only liquid that he had around him was beer. So Captain Craig Moreau and his wife, who were driving home and they just happened to see the truck on fire, pulled over. The rear blades, they said, were flaming pretty good. And he used an extinguisher from inside the truck, but the fire kept going. So then he said, you know what, all I have is beer. So he opened up beers and threw the beer as fast as he shook them up, popped them one at a time, and then the fire was out, the brakes were cool, that was it. Coors, it was Coors, by the way. There could be a commercial in this future, I have a feeling. Something to do with the brakes being on fire and putting out the fire and whatnot. But that was pretty smart thinking. He is a fireman, as I said. So liquid was the key thing here, knowing that, okay, I've got to get some liquid on this. So if beer is it, beer is it. Beer is it. And finally, this might be the craziest thing of all. You know, there's something special about having a child and naming the child. People jump through all kinds of hoops to try to agree with their spouses. Let's say they go back and forth, or their significant other, and they go back and forth, trying to figure out a name for their kid. A father-to-be decided, I'm going to go to the Internet to ask people to help name my baby. Stephen McLaughlin started NameMyDaughter.com, and he says he trusts the Internet to perhaps pick a good name. Ultimately, he'll make the final decision, he and the wife, but they wanted to get some input, and they thought if we troll on the Internet, maybe somebody will come up with something good. Really? What do you think someone's going to come up with on the Internet? Some of the suggestions included Megatron, not Zelda, Glagather, and Moon Pod. I think they should just stick to the traditional books that you get at the store and just look for the baby names that way. I don't know. What do you think?
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.